And Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Don't know what those words were that just came out of my mouth. I got distracted because we got a World Cup play underway as Argentina is taking on Austria right now in group play in Jerry's World. Get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or Doral Volkswagen. .com as Argentina will look to build off their first win when they beat Algeria when Messi had the hat trick. So this one
were is... never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
You're killing
it. I was actually gonna ask a soccer question, but then because I get ridiculed and mocked, let it slide. I would also say this: the tickets for all these games were not nearly as expensive as everybody said, like the early sales. But
oh, they've come down to earth.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing is, you have so many Europeans who have come over here, and Europeans don't pay for tickets like that, dude.
Right.
Like European tickets, I don't know where we went wrong, where we started deciding, hey, let's get just
money
gouged to death on tickets. But they don't pay that much for tickets in Europe. They're like
for anything.
You don't pay that much for entertainment. It's like, oh, you know, that's why they can fit 100,000 at a boxing match, because they're gonna charge you $15 to get in the door. Like, so yeah, I'm not surprised by that, because guess what? If you overprice it, the Scots are going to just go find a place to drink and watch it on TV.
Right.
And where they found was Marlins Park tonight or Lone Depot. Is this the craziest atmosphere Tyler Phillips has ever pitched in front of? It may be. What if he comes out today?
Especially when you have people that are just going to a baseball game, they don't really have any allegiances to either team.
Will any Marlins show up in a kilt? Because I feel I feel like Kyle Stowers in a kilt. I feel like he pulls that off. You know?
It has to be one of the guys that has a beard, right? Like Stowers doesn't have one, but maybe a relief pitcher would show up in one.
Who, oh, so like Lake Bacher?
Yeah.
Lake Bacher's got the look.
That sounds like he could wear a kilt.
He does look like, yeah, he sounds like Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh, did Messi just get tripped? You can't do that to the GOAT. Oh, he's back. Whoop, whoop, woo. Wow. That's my play-by-play. Whoop, 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 woo. No, it wasn't Messi. It was another guy. Oh, he's writhing in pain, though. So that means that he didn't get hit.
Right. Like, if you want to talk about flopping.
Oh, it's brutal. Now,
I will say this. And here's the part that I think we sleep on. Have you ever been kicked in the shin? And like, you know, you kick something and you kind of do that initial, and then you walk it off. I'm wondering if they experienced that.
I'm looking right? So like two guys slide tackle him. He has one under, one over. I think one guy kind of falls on his leg. Like, so I think it might be an ankle thing. I think that's what happened. A guy landed on his ankle. This guy actually right. legitimately be hurt.
Right. But that's still, what I'm saying. Like, it's not our fault. We think you're all faking. It's your fault.
This was a legit injury. They're actually like, they got people out there. They're holding his ankle. I saw a dude from Austria. Not yet. He's trying to think about walking it off. He might really be selling this one.
Yeah. Because once you go out, they can't hide. I mean, it's weird how they replace people.
Goalie's taking a hydration break next to his guy writhing in pain. They brought out the six pack. Yeah, I'll take one. 4 minutes into the game. I'm thirsty. Anyway, also coming up today on the World Cup, France and Iraq at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Norway and Senegal, and 11 p.m., Jordan and Algeria. By the way, want to give a shout out to our boy Xander Zayas this week, who's got the biggest fight of his career coming up in Brooklyn on Saturday as he defends his titles against Jerron Boots Ennis.
Ooh.
So we're excited about that. We're rooting for Xander. I know all the odds makers are pushing Boots, and all the promoters are pushing Boots. But we got your back, Xander. We think you're pulling.
You know what's fun about him? Like, why is he the only boxer that when a fight needs to happen regardless of his status, he makes it happen.
He's making it happen.
All these other guys are dodging in any weight class.
Yep.
Can't never see guys fight. He's fought whoever, whenever. And I think from a big picture perspective, this is a fighter that everybody could rally behind because he ain't all about talk. He about action.
Dalvin Kane says, if the Bucks trade Giannis for Brown, can't they turn around and trade Brown where he wants to go? No, they certainly can. I think the thing that I've always found interesting, we talked about that a little bit on Friday, is I still feel like, this is just me personally, I feel like if you're the Bucks, you've already had this long standoff with Giannis. You want to do that twice? So the only way that that's beneficial to me is if the Bucks are getting a lot alongside Jaylen Brown. Because if the idea is Jaylen Brown doesn't want to be there, I feel like the benefit then is, okay, then I can flip him again along with getting the Celtics stuff. I can double dip. If I'm just getting Jaylen Brown, well, yeah, it's a headline. It's been out there. He doesn't want to stay there. It doesn't really make a lot of standing sense. So I'm just a little confused by that trade. While it may sound, oh, you get Jaylen Brown for Giannis. Okay, but he's not going to stay there. Now, the Bucks may not care. I don't know if there's a team that's been more used to being in awkward situations over the last couple of years than Milwaukee. They already did this with Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard didn't want to be on the Milwaukee Bucks. They still traded for him. But they had Giannis, different situation. They were trying to contend. So I don't know if that changes their mindset at all. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, because maybe they would have taken the Celtics offer. Bill Simmons just tweeted, what did he say? He said this minutes ago on social media, which is that this Giannis Celtics situation didn't change at all over the last 36 hours, just FYI. Nothing is different. They made a real offer 2 weeks ago, as I repeatedly told you on my podcast. It's been a staring contest ever since. But I do think this gets resolved today or tomorrow. So to me, if that's true, then both of these parties have probably been looking at the Bucks saying, like, dude, well, which one are you going to pick? And they're just saying, like, well, how are you going to sweeten the pot? Right. And I think both are playing this probably game of chicken of, like, the Celtics think just having Jaylen Brown beats whatever Miami has. And the Heat are thinking, like, we're not adding in two extra players. But I guess the framework of it is like when all this Tyler Hero noise was happening over the weekend, were the Bucks in a position to get more stuff with the Heat stuff, or are they in more position to get, because they'll still get Heat stuff along with they being able to flip Heat stuff. Are they getting that from the Celtics? Because the Heat do have better picks this year than the Celtics. And then if by contrast, you think that Giannis and Bam is a worse combination than Giannis and Tatum, well, then I would want to trade him to the team I think is going to be worse because their picks are going to be better.
Correct.
So then it comes down to the flippery. Well, whose stuff can I flip for more stuff? And that comes down to, okay, well, how much are the Celtics giving with Jaylen Brown? And can I get a ton for Jaylen Brown? Now, there could be a couple scenarios, like I mentioned earlier in the show. Maybe the Clippers want Jaylen Brown and they can get the top five pick in this year's draft. Maybe it's the Hawks. There's been, you know, he's from Atlanta. They pick 8. That could be, and look, that could be tough to trump. That's what happened to the Heat last year. Jalen Green in the number 10 pick outbid whatever the Heat were offering up for Kevin Durant. But if it's true that the Heat have worked out something that the Pistons like Tyler Hero and they would give up their pick in the 20s for him, or that the Lakers would give up a first-round pick for Khalil Ware. Like, at some point, maybe it does feel more worth the squeeze to Milwaukee. But we just don't know. We don't know, right? Right. But it does feel like for Miami, you know, the big thing that didn't want that, I guess nobody wanted to say was, oh, the Celtics didn't want Jaylen Brown to know that he would be traded. It's like, what do you think? Jaylen Brown's an idiot? Like, as soon as it's out there, he knows. And by the way, kind of feels like he wouldn't mind leaving, but I don't think he wants to play for Milwaukee. I think he wants to go be on a team that he wants to be on.
So with all this fodder going around, this happened with Kawhi years ago. And it was, rumors are out there saying if Toronto drafts, if trades for Kawhi, he ain't showing up. He ain't reporting. Okay? And I'm starting to believe that people say those things, but they may not necessarily be true until I hear it from said person. And so that has kind of scarred me from all of this, is that we haven't heard Jaylen Brown say anything. Everybody's speaking on his behalf. And that sounds kind of crazy for a guy who's eager to chirp, right? So right. I'm not buying it, whether he is going to go there or not go there based on somebody else telling me that. Same thing with Giannis. Giannis, this could have been over 3 months ago, but he's trying to look good in a situation. He don't want to say, I'll only go here. He doesn't want to say not going to do this. But you know, people are aware. But until I hear it from the player, I'm thinking the team is not going to give a damn and do what they want to do and not what the player wants to do. Same thing with Dame. Dame's going to say, I ain't going there.
Yeah, but the thing is with Giannis is like, okay, Miami people want him to say Miami and only Miami. First of all, Miami knows. Like, they have the inside on what is his – and what if his inside is, yeah, but I would play for Boston.
Right.
You know? So, like, what are you supposed to – if you're Miami, what do you do with that?
Right.
I really only want to go to Miami? Right. Like, how'd that work out with the Damian Lillard thing? Not great.
Right. The problem is with all this going on, right, if he decides – If Milwaukee goes to him and he says, I would rather play in Boston, then there was probably nothing that he could do. And it sucks that they're in this situation, but it could be something as simple as that.
Yeah, or he could just be fine with both because he feels like he can contend either place. Like, he feels right. Like playing with Bam mm-hmm. or playing with Tatum both gets him in contention.
Right.
And I know that makes Heat fans crazy because they think Bam's not that good a player. But obviously he thinks Bam's a pretty good player because why would you say that you want to play in Miami?
Right. I think people don't – and I sometimes get caught up in this too because I've always said I think Bam has been asked to play a role and a lot of stars get to go out on the court and just be who they are and show your skill set. But that's never really happened with Bam. Bam has always been, oh, we need you to guard five. Oh, we need you up top. Oh, we need you to be a facilitator. Oh, we need you to do this. And in a world where you only look at numbers, right, all the stuff they ask Bam to do gets lost. And it's unfair to him because people think, oh, he's not that good, that they're bending over backwards to keep him.
Rozirovich says because they share the same agent. What's that have to do with anything, though? Like, just because they share the same agent?
You always say that stuff.
No, but like
having
the same agent, like what does that have to do with Giannis wanting? Like if Bam was a bum and they had the same agent, you think,
right.
If Bam stuck, do you think that them having the same agent would matter? Like, you know, Rich Paul has a ton of guys. Like if Dion Waiters was one of the guys, like, do you think that matters? It's not nothing. Like, it's given the Heat a lot of insight into the race. It's given the Heat a lot of easy access to go between information. But it's not like Giannis is just being polite, wanting to play with Bam because they have the same agent. I don't think that Bam's agent would flip Bam to Milwaukee. I think if you wanted to put a tie there, he'd be like, well, you can't put Bam on the table because I don't want him going to Milwaukee. Bam, because Bam's a Heat lifer. I definitely can see stuff like that. But I don't think that Giannis simply wants to go to Milwaukee, simply play with Miami just because Bam is represented by the same guy.
I think, if anything. Yeah. I think the thing that the Heat are guilty of in the last 3 years was they were thinking highly of some of their players than everybody else in the league was. They could have got off Tyler and got whoever they wanted 2 years ago, right? There's just certain guys that they could have flipped for bigger names a couple of years ago. And they chose not to. And there's not one of those guys that turned up into being a star for whatever reason. Like, if Tyler Hero was averaging 20 and playing 60, 70 games, like, we could sit here and say, hey, I want to build around Tyler and Bam. The fact that they didn't want to get rid of Tyler and he's only played 30 or 40 games and has been injured all the time, now you're almost like stuck with a thought process that you never lived by.
Yeah, you would have had to either trade him the year after he broke his hand in the playoffs or the year he was an all-star. Those would have been the years.
Right, right, exactly. And by then, now he's just filler.
Damn, Messi missed a penalty kick, huh?
Yep.
Ooh. Listen, they can't all keep him straight like Leroy Horde, dude. All right. Sorry, Messi.
That's right.
Sorry, dude. Take some lessons. Take some lessons from the leg from Davey.
I would guarantee you his hip didn't feel like mine did, though.
Quickly, a weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Homeowners, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Ooh, Austria. Oof, a little too close for comfort. 91 degrees and sunny right now in Miami. They still got that air quality alert that's going on. That started at, it says 12:40, but I felt like I read that a lot earlier. So be forewarned. No rain, it looks like, today in the Miami area. Humidity 64%. So there you go. That is your weather. We will take a break and continue on. And the Panthers, I mean, dude, Bill Zito. Bill Zito would have this done already. Yeah, we'd have Giannis if Bill Zito was on the phone.
For sure. He would have did it during the trade deadline.
For sure.
Because
here's the other thing. They got damn near a whole roster of desirable players by somebody else in the NHL. We can't say that for the Heat. Right? A lot of the Heat players are either unproven or really, really, really young.
Yeah, but if it was the Heat, they wouldn't trade Sam Miskevich. They'd be like, no, we couldn't do it. What's Maggie going to turn into? I don't know what that is.
But my whole problem, the thing that I have a problem with more than anything is how you don't want to trade Kalel, but you don't want to play him.
Well, I'm telling you right now, after this, I'm taking Kalel off the table for everybody except for Anthony Edwards. All right, I never want to hear about trading Kalel Ware again. I'm not doing that to him. All right. I love the Kryptonian. In fact, it's his team now. That's what I'm deeming. All right.
All right.
Too much. All right. I'll take a break.
Clip that. No, clip it.
You want? I can make it clip.
Okay. Make it clear.
All right. Hold on. I just want to be clear here. After this Giannis thing blows up in Miami's face and they don't get Giannis Antetokounmpo, which they won't. Okay. Because Brad Stevens owns Pat Riley. Let's do the right thing and make the Miami Heat Kalel Ware's team, okay? Because very clearly the only guy with superstar talent on the roster that's left is Kalel Ware. No more nonsense, all right? No more pussyfooting around it. No more, Eric Spoelstra, I don't want to play him. Nonsense. Kalel Ware is now hereby the face of the Miami Heat, and I shan't trade him for anybody else, maybe Anthony Edwards, but that's it. That's the list. So you're going to go into this season after not getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you're going to invest in your own freak, a Kryptonian freak, and you're going to make this Kalel Ware's team. Are we clear about that, Miami Heat? No more nonsense. All right? This is bullcrap what you've done with him. All right? He should already be one of the faces of the league, and you've wasted it. So just so we're clear, not Bam, not Tyler, not Norm, not Spo. The face of the Miami Heat after this Giannis trade doesn't happen is Kalel Ware.
Are we clear about that, Brendan Tovin?
We're clear about that, Jennifer.
Okay.
So you say he has the most talent upside, right?
Yeah.
Who's the most important player? Bam?
Yeah, Bam's the most important player.
All right, I got you. I see what you did there.
We'll take a break. More to come. Back after this. Got to give credit where credit's due. I've been hard on this season of Love Island, but producers stepped up their game yesterday. My God. Wow. Casa Amor, heart rate challenge simulcast for the villa. So the ladies had to watch their men get danced on by new lady bombshells.
With heart monitors?
Yeah, well, they actually didn't have the heart monitors. I think, but the heart rate, they did the same thing as the heart rate challenge. Basically,
I'm just saying, like,
the heart rate was all the original Villa chicks wanted to destroy all their men, which was good because everybody was too buddy buddy, and so they needed to throw a grenade into the season. So, wow, well done. You got to give credit where credit's due to the producers.
Definitely going to make now, a mess.
Oh, yeah. And they've revved up. See, they've gotten the ladies angry, and now they're about to bring in a boatload of dudes to the villa.
No, it's literally a boatload.
No, it's literally a boatload. They're coming on a boat, and there's 12 of them. There's 12 of them,
right?
Yeah, there's 12.
Dude, how many times?
I don't. So they have tools to incite a riot if things get too blah.
Yes.
So always. I'm asking, I would even say this for women. I don't care who your man is, who your husband is, or whatever. You got some dirty dancing going on in front of you. Your heart rate's going to get up. Why are we acting like, oh, my man or my girl, her heart rate only get up for me?
It's not even physically possible. It's the kissing. It's the touching. It's the what they say.
They were able to hear them too. This was a Love Island. They haven't done this in a while. They usually save this for movie night, where you get to go back and listen to people and peep on them. They did this live. It was crazy.
So now, let me get this straight. So, all the women hang out sometimes, and all the men. Last time I saw three meatheads lifting. Uh-huh. If I'm on Love Island, I ain't lifting.
Why not?
Right. So. Whatever, they all hang out and they all either become friends or whatever, they talk about their conquests or what have you, right?
Yep.
Then you actually have a show where one girl may be talking about this guy and then that guy is dancing, dirty dancing and whispering sweet nothings to the girl you was talking about him about. Mm-hmm. Y'all looking at me like I got... zero, like
it's funny how you're always saying you don't watch it, but then you come back with different information every single time.
No, this is only I have watched it. This is only from information that you just gave me.
No,
that I'm just trying to figure out. Like,
well, that's the point.
How can they all be friends? How can all the women or all the men be friends when you sitting here revealing who you hop for and then somebody else is.
Well, that's why. Well, they didn't do heart rate on this one, but like the typical way in heart rate challenge, the reason that's interesting is because if you always say, "Oh no, I'm closed off, I'm not attracted to you, I like you," but then the person that maybe you had a crush on, their heart rate got you more, it spices it up. It causes friction. That's the point. This time around, everybody was so buddy buddy, and it was being called Couples Island. So then they're just like, "Well, let's just send the guys off. We'll have the girls dance like strippers on them, and we'll see how really loyal they are." Which was the answer was not.
Of course not.
Is this the first time that there's so many OGs still currently at?
I think that's why I needed a Molotov cocktail, because the season has been pretty
boom. The Molotov cocktail is not the boatload of new people.
No, now it is, but that's why it's great producing, because they got the ladies all pissed off and they're like, right. Well, are we getting bombshells? And they're like, oh, coming up tomorrow night. And then the boat's coming in. Mm-mm. And so we'll see what happens. But either way, you know.
So if you're familiar with how the game is played, don't you have to, like, when these moments present themselves, be kind of.
Things that they switch it up a lot. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they do have
a gist of it, but they do have little tweaks.
They also aren't. It's they're not Jason Bourne. They can't help their heart rate.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's still, you gotta remember, they're cut off from the world. This is the only entertainment that they have, and they're the only thing that they can talk about. Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a break, play a little All Right, Oh No, to close it out here on a Monday. Panthers, I got a feeling they're gonna be on that All Right list. Back after this. Messi's incredible. He's incredible. What are you even supposed to do with him? Yeah, of course he's. What do you mean? Did he score? What are you supposed to do?
He could have two goals.
He should have two goals. That goal he missed, that penalty kick that he missed, he never misses that. It was like watching Michael Jordan miss a layup. Like, crazy. But he just blasted one in. Argentina's up on Austria in the 39th minute. 1-0. You almost, if you're probably Austria, you're like, oh, man, probably pissed him off. He was probably, he's like, I'm going to get one on that one.
He has all their goals, right?
Yep. Yes, he does. And I don't know, what did Calci have? I think they had 18% that he would score two today. He should have too. Ridiculous. I thought they said he was supposed to be cooked. Is Austria terrible? Are they basically the New York Red Bulls? Like, what are you supposed to tell me?
I don't know.
This guy's doing this on the World Cup stage at this age.
And he also, right? He just became the person, like, the most FIFA World Cup goals in history.
Insane. Insane.
He was tied, right?
He was tied, yeah. And he just surpassed it right now with that goal.
Wow. What a gem. My all right goes to Bill Zito. Look, I'm still scared about what's going to happen to Sergei Bobrovsky. But, I mean, this guy, there are some who are just at the best at what they're doing right now. And he's the best. And
credit where credit is due.
When he gets you Brady Tkachuk, he goes, hey, you know when I got you Matthew Tkachuk when he was 27? Well, I just got you one at 26. How about that? I just got another Tkachuk. I got brother Tkachuk. The Panthers, they're going to be a ride this year. Like, you know what? They're going to be even more. And just when you thought the Panthers couldn't get even more lovable for us but hateable for everybody else.
I know.
Come see both Tkachuk brothers on the Cats. So,
it's kind of, they feel about us like Tobin feels about Carolina and Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they saw Carolina celebrating, and Bill Zito was not happy. He goes, well, that just ruined my Father's Day. And so he's just like, I'm going to go get me a Tkachuk. Another one.
Haven't this division won five of, like, the last seven Stanley Cups?
That sounds about right. Or they've at least been there.
Right.
So,
because remember, Tampa went back-to-back.
Yep. Tampa.
Carolina's won one. And the Panthers have won two.
Astros got the Carolina one, though. You got, I mean, put, make sure you engrave on the Stanley Cup, Barkov's knee exploded in the first drill of training camp.
All right.
Just so we're clear. My Ono was going to be messy until now, so my Ono's ruined. What do you got, Leroy?
All right. So my all right is going to go, again, to just sports weekend. I mean, it was phenomenal, whether it's soccer, whether it's golf. Basketball, you're on the edge of your seat right now for the last, you know, few hours before the draft. I hope Tobin doesn't have to do a draft show. That's not about the draft.
I know. I just saw the press release for it. I'm like, ugh.
Right. Interesting thing happened at the U.S. Open this past weekend. So on the first day, it got backed up. So they were playing, like, really, really late. And Joaquin Niemann, he's a live player, hit two balls out of bounds, was hitting his sixth shot, hit a bad shot, and threw his club like 50 yards. He got penalized. Two shots, right? So he ended up shooting 78 on the first day. He finished top 10.
Wow.
So he shot 66 and 65 in the next 3 days. So just imagine where his tournament would have been if he wouldn't have either threw a club or hit two balls out of bounds. Now, it was dark, and there's no video evidence of it. But we found out the next day that he got penalized for throwing a club. And I think sometimes in sports, we want athletes or people that are competing to refrain from emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. Dude, it happens. Sometimes you get irritated, upset. And before you have a chance to do the thing where you say, calm down, too late. You've already done something.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no today?
Well, I have so many all rights to even pick from. Starting with, I guess, Friday, we had a great event that we all shared together at the Citadel. Can't forget that. We had our March party. And then after that, me and Brittany went to go see one of my favorite bands, possibly my first concert ever that I actually chose for myself. And they... No. It's The Cab. The Cab has been in the hiatus for quite some time. And then this was their first time back since 13 years ago at Revolution. And it was just really great seeing them live again at the first place I ever saw them in and being able to share it with my friends. And then after that, we were able to meet them once again outside of the venue. And they were just so caring and so nice to all of us. And they even offered us water because they saw how concerned they were, very concerned about our well-being after the show. So it was really funny. The guitarist constantly checking on us to make sure that we were okay, especially Brittany. Like, he was super concerned for Brittany. And it just shows how great people they are, and the community behind them is just amazing. And also after that, I spent time with my father for Father's Day. And then I went with Brittany once again and we saw Hilary Duff.
Oh, that was last night?
That was last night.
It was last night. That's why we're so tired.
One of you guys are hungover.
And they wasn't
not hungover. Stop spreading lies.
Oh, come on. You guys went there, you didn't have a Tito's and lemonade at the amphitheater?
I did not take a sip of alcohol.
We were about to, because there was a cup with a pink hat, and it reminded us of you at
the Miranda. Of you and Miranda Lambert.
How do you go to the amphitheater? You don't have a Tito's and lemonade.
Thing is, though, it was so late. Hot. There was a storm watch, so her show got delayed an hour. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like a long way back and to there. So it was just a lot going on.
And it was Sunday.
It was hot. Yeah. We were not going to just show up here hungover.
Schmieden says they had some Hillary puff
no,
puff.
We didn't.
No,
we didn't.
You guys were high as a kite last night.
We swear. We were high as a kite off vibes.
Vibes.
What's your oh no?
My oh no was also between all of the wonderful stuff that we encountered this weekend. My area was very scary for quite some time. It was like driving into a dark hole when I was out in the streets. It was really scary. There was a lot of smoke.
Yes.
We would wake up every morning with a bunch of ash all over our cars. And it's also not the healthiest thing to be encountering. It got to the point where like everyone had headaches from how bad the smell was.
Damn, dude.
Smell like barbecue.
It was really scary also because it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it was really dark outside, and it was scary to even think that we had to almost evacuate from our homes. So I'm really thankful that the rain finally came and calmed down a lot of the showers. I mean, a lot of the fires. Definitely. We came clean.
She let the rain fall down.
She did. Yep. Great reference.
But also I'm going to thank the people that were also countlessly working on the fires, which was the firemen and everybody in the helicopters just trying to contain the fires. It was really scary. So,
yeah.
Brittany, what is your all right in Ono?
So my all right's going to go to the World Cup happening here in the U.S. I've loved all the content that I've seen from Europeans and people from all over the world enjoying America and embracing our country, and also Americans embracing them and their cultures as well. I think we have, as a world and as a country, we sometimes forget what the root of this country is, and that it's a melting pot, and that it is a welcoming place, and to see so many people enjoy our country and like the nooks and crannies of it all has just been so heartwarming in my opinion. And so I'm so glad that the World Cup has given us the stage and the platform for all of us to congregate and have good times together. So that's going to be my all right. And then my oh no is going to go to I don't know if like Miami Heat Twitter. I don't know who to give my all no to, but I'm just sick and tired of my hopes getting brought up and being disappointed by not getting Giannis yet. Saturday, yeah. I swear, I was.
I know exactly what you're referring to.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
It's like, on Saturday, I was hanging out. Because obviously my dad doesn't live here, so I couldn't spend Father's Day with him. So I was with my cousin and my uncle. And all day long, we were all like refreshing Twitter. And I was like, you guys, like, I think it's going to be a three-team trade. And everybody's like looking at me, asking for updates. And we're all getting excited, thinking that this is going to happen. And just to be let down. And here we are on Monday, and still nothing has happened. So I'm just super frustrated with that. And that's my own no, because at the end of this all, if we don't get Giannis, like, the fatigue that I have around this team is just, like, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Also, Europeans, they discovered ranch.
They did, and they want to take it back to their country, and the TSA told them they can't.
They're packing it in their bags.
And the TSA was like, absolutely not. You cannot do that.
Ricardo's saying, my oh no is you, Tobin. What the hell did I do?
What did Tobin do?
What did I do? Jeez, man. I didn't do anything.
False hope. I don't know.
I didn't tweet out anything for false
hope. Opium.
The only thing I did was I reacted to some tweets that I thought were false hope, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, all right. Because some of the people tweeting out, I'm like, they don't normally tweet out false hope. So I was very hopeful. And I was hoping it was going to happen on Saturday too. And, you know, when I woke up on Sunday, I finally fell asleep, and I was like, Giannis not in the Heat? Of course he's not. Why would I get my hopes up?
It's for the Bob stuff, apparently.
What did I do with the Bob stuff, dude? I love him.
You know this is going to the last, down to the last minute.
Sergei Bobrovsky or Giannis?
Giannis.
Oh.
He said that
you know why? Because they can. That's why.
Can I ask you something? What am I supposed to do tomorrow? If I'm on the arena floor and he gets traded to the Boston Celtics.
Oh, because you're going to be mad at the people you're
going to be the to have me.
Think you're going to be escorted out of the Kaseya Center.
Maybe taken out of the handcuffs.
There's going to be a report. Wild man loses it on Pat Riley at the draft party. After finding out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's our show for today, everybody. We hope you have a great rest of your day. And you guys can enjoy some Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming on up. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow. The face of the Miami Heat after this Giannis trade doesn't happen is Kal-El Ware. I'd say put on your A1s, bam, and get to step in. It's Kal-El Ware's team now.
Some people like to Matthew Kachuk. I like to Matthew K.
Hey, get it on Bob! Mucha!
I see y'all when I see y'all.